Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is the interview I did at San Diego Comic-Con with the creative team from ROM Space Knight. That would be the title from IDW. That is kind of a relaunch of the beloved Hasbro Now property at the time, Parker Brothers, when it was launched from Marvel in 1979. Longtime listeners of the podcast will know how near and dear to my heart ROM Space Knight is. It's the first series I collected on a monthly basis and read month in and month out. So it holds a special place in my heart. And the same can be said for Chris Ryle, one of the writers on the book. He blood, sweat, and tears for 10 years to try to get the rights to do ROM. And they finally have the rights. They're doing it. It's not necessarily a continuation of the Marvel series because due to rights issues, basically Marvel licensed the character of ROM himself, and everything else that was in the series was created by legendary writer Bill Mantlo. So anything that was mentioned in the ROM commercials or on the actual box of the toy, such as the Dire Wraiths, the Soul Star Order, they have the ability to use those, but everything else was created by Mantlo, so they don't really have the ability to use those. So it's definitely not a relaunch, I'd say. It's a whole different take on the character. They're trying to do something different. They don't want to try to tell the same story that's been told before, because it would probably pale in comparison due to the strength of nostalgia and things like that. And Chris Ryle and I talked about that when he guested on the podcast recently. So I really want to thank Chris and Christos Gage, the other writer on the book, as well as series artist David Messina for taking the time to talk to me. They're all very excited about the book. They're definitely pulling in the same direction as far as the ideas for the book. Their sensibilities for it all seem to be gelling pretty well. IDW also has other Hasbro properties, and in their Revolution crossover coming later this year, we're going to see that a lot of these properties exist in kind of the same universe. That doesn't mean you need to read all of them. It's not going to be some massive crossover where you have to read ROM and Micronauts and Mask and G.I. Joe. But it is going to be a story that where they do crossover somewhat, basically just to establish that they're all in the same universe. But if you just want to read one or two, that's more than fine. If you just want to read ROM, it's not like Snake Eyes or Storm Shadow or Optimus Prime or somebody from the Micronauts is going to be in every other issue of ROM. You can just read ROM, you can just read Micronauts, just read Transformers, if that's what your preference is. So it's pretty easy to tell how excited the creators are about this property. The first issue just came out the last Wednesday in July, which would be the 27th, and it's already gone to a second printing. That was announced today, August 3rd. So in a week, basically, it sold out, and there's going to be a second printing of ROM number one. So I hope you all got your copies. If not, you have second printings coming on the way, or you can pick up digital copies. It's a really great start to what I hope will be an awesome series. So I hope you all are picking it up. And if you'd like to listen to previous episodes of our podcast, you can go to thecomicsourceblog.com for all previous episodes of our podcast. You can watch episodes of our YouTube channel there. You can find my written blog there, Manny's written blog, as well as our sketch gallery. Be sure you're following us on Twitter, you're liking us on Facebook, and you're following us on Instagram. Those are the best ways to keep up to date with what's going on at the Comic Source when we release new episodes, when we're covering conventions, when we're interviewing creators, all that kind of good stuff. If you'd like to reach out to us directly, thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com is our email address, or you can use the Contact Us link. We really appreciate all the support. If you find us on iTunes, 5-star reviews really help out. But following us on social media, visiting our webpage, those all help out as well. So I hope you all enjoy the interview, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here with the creative team
from one of my favorite comic characters of all time, Rom Space Knight.
Okay,
Rom is the reason that I do what I do. Rom is the reason I'm talking right now. Rom is the reason I own 16,000 comics.
Wow.
So I think
that
says it all.
Because he saved us all from the race.
That's right. So Chris Ryle, writer. Christos Gage, writer. David Messina, artist. Thank you for taking some time, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Let me ask you. You're going to be introducing Rom to a new generation of readers. But it still has to be Rom. How do you make that balance? Where do you start?
You start with the character of Rom and the spirit of the series, which is sort of a, you know, the Dire Wraiths are evil aliens, shape-changing aliens who use black magic, and they come to unsuspecting worlds, infiltrate and take them over. And Rom is a member of
tribute to the old Shadowhawk
group of space knights
who
travel the universe trying to save planets.
Foil design, yeah.
And you know, you keep the characters and the premise going, and but you start afresh. So you know, there hasn't been a new Rom comic in 30 years, and we want people to be able to just. Rights issues aside, we want people to be able to pick right up and enjoy this if they've never read a Rom comic. So, you know, we're going for the flavor of movies like They Live and Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and we are, you know, just trying to stay true to what we love about the original series. So hopefully that comes through.
So you think, Chris, with that, what Christos was talking about, that Invasion of the Body Snatchers feel, that tone in the first series where the race could be your next door neighbor. You want to capture that in the new series. Introduce that idea to new generation of readers.
That was exactly why it worked so well for me as a kid, was because every other comic felt sort of sunny and bright and superheroes were the good guys and you knew who the bad guys were. But in Rom, you might think that's the good guy next to you, but inside he could be a dire wraith. And so it was that paranoia and sort of distrust and creepiness to it all, that anybody could be the bad guy. That just always resonated with me. And then, you know, as the series went on, they killed an entire town. Like, the stakes in that book really mattered. So it was all those things that just made it something more than any other, you know, sort of tie-in comic at the time.
Now, David, from an artistic standpoint, how are you trying to capture that creepy feel, that paranoia that Chris is talking about? You know, where, like, anyone could be a wraith.
I am a huge fan of Battlestar Galactica, and the TV show too is the same paranoia about the Cylons. So I try to recreate the same kind of paranoia and the idea that everything could happen in the daylight. So I try to capture the normality of the life of the character, and put the paranoia inside, work with the color and the special effect to stress the idea that the normal people could change and reveal themselves as their rights. And I am a huge fan of films like The Thing by Carpenter or Body Snatcher. All this kind of sci-fi, really I like it. So I try to keep the same kind of feeling from that kind of movie.
Yeah, I think the Thing from John Carpenter, that was another one where you weren't sure who you could trust. So that's cool that you're drawing inspiration from that.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite movie.
And we really saw that Rom, and I think this is another idea that you're trying to capture, Chris, is that he's really an epic hero. I mean, he's given away his humanity for this, and that was something in the first series that we saw as well. But he also, we saw him as, even though he was no longer human, he had doubts and he wanted his humanity back. Is that something that we're going to see come out in the new series as well?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we didn't want to try to do it the same way. You know, his humanity was sort of stored in a suitcase in the first series. And I think as storytelling's gotten a bit more nuanced, so did the way we approached that character. We didn't want it to just be, we didn't want anything to be a retread. But certainly the sacrifice of a guy fighting a war who is sealed inside a metal suit at the expense of his humanity is a thing that's going to be an ongoing part of the series.
Nice. We just had an Optimus Prime walk by and give us a honk. Now, Christos.
Yes.
It's not just Rom. There's a whole Solstice Order.
Yeah, Solstar.
Solstar, yes. Solstar Order, excuse me. Are we going to see down the line some of those characters?
Yes, we've already, in fact, did we show some of them at the panel?
Yeah, on the Revolution panel, we showed the first new Space Knight that David has designed. And we'll be delving into Rom's origin in full in an upcoming annual, too. So we'll certainly explore the mythos in a way that hasn't been seen before.
So you got to design a whole homeworld for Rom.
Yeah, exactly. In the annual, I will design the homeworld by Rom, of Rom, and with my friend Paolo Villanelli, who will share artistic duty with me. We are keep creating new Space Knight and new alien race in order to create a whole universe.
Wow. Chris Ryle showing me the design. That is awesome. Was that a lot of fun to design the buildings and, I mean, from scratch, right? Whatever you wanted, you could throw it in there.
We have studied a lot of stuff by video games and movie and architectural, experimental architects. So we try to create something grounded, but at the same time visionary. Very alien at the same time. So we work with different kind of stuff and reference in order to create a world universe for the character.
Now, Christos, how have you found the collaboration with David? Have you been...
Terrible. I'm so disappointed.
I know, he said David, not Chris.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a different story. No, I think it's been great. I mean, as I've said before, we're working plot first, which I think has been working out really nicely. And, you know, I love all the what he's doing with the wraiths and their wraith taint that spreads through various of their victims, which is not limited to human beings. He's designed some really creepy creatures that are, you know, I mean, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted it to creep me out. Like Chris said, when I was a little kid and I was reading the original, it creeped me out that these monsters could be, you know, your neighbors. So we're trying to actually expand upon that and introduce other creatures too, that they can turn people or dogs or whatever they want into, or plants. And it's just really, I love what he's doing with it. So it's really awesome.
Yeah, when you were on the podcast, you were talking about how you didn't want to give away too much about the race too soon, which I think is good storytelling. You want to hook people, but are we going to get eventually kind of an origin of the race as well?
Yes.
We're going to learn, how far down the line is that? Too soon to say?
I mean, certainly in the annual, you will see things with the wraiths and their motivation that you hadn't seen, but there are...
The annual's a little more about the origin of Rom and the Space Knights. But at some point, I'll probably do something with the
race. Yeah, I mean, they certainly have plans beyond what people will think their plans are, and even beyond what Rom thinks their plans are. So,
well,
that'll come.
I think going back to the original series, Matlow, there was such depth. And so I'm sure that you want to emulate that. Not tell the same story, but there needs to be layers. I mean, that's what makes great villains, when you almost can understand why... and agree with why they're doing, maybe not the way they're doing it, but their motivations.
There was depth in that 80s sort of way, in that the Dire Wraiths are from an evil planet, and they're evil because they're from the evil planet, and the world's not really that
black.
It's more
white.
Nuanced right. Now, so we certainly want the Wraiths to not just be, there's a Wraith, he must be evil. Like, maybe there's Wraiths that question the cause.
And that makes for good storytelling. Okay, this last question is probably more for you, Chris, since you're kind of the big cheese. Rom toys or t-shirts, possibly?
I'm not that big a cheese. I can control the stuff we print on paper, but the Hasbro stuff is...
It's still on them?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly... They are a toy company. This is a great figure that could make a great toy, but there is no word yet. But
I know who the first customers will be.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Rom is coming back and that Hasbro is excited about it and Hasbro has movie plans for Rom certainly means that there should be all of these things down the line, which is, like, it's crazy to me that there's a Rom comic and a Rom banner now, but that there could be a Rom movie and new Rom toys is, like, that's a pretty awesome world to be in.
That is. And then, do you want to mention anything about Revolution? Because Rom is going to be a part of that as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, just that, like, when we first got started and we announced Rom, some of the people that complained said, you know, there's no universe around Rom. It's not going to work the way it did before. And now we have a universe, you know, around Rom. And there have been people who said, that's too much universe. Rom needs to be on his own. So, I mean, in Revolution, it'll be established that Rom is in the same world where there are Transformers and G.I. Joes. But they all still have their own agendas and things that they're doing. And so it's not going to overwhelm the book. The book is still going to be very much Rom's comic. It's going to be kind of the creepy, scary corner of the Hasbro universe, and every now and then, you know, the characters may or may not interact, but, you know, they now can if we want them to, and it helps serve the story.
Well, I hope all our listeners are picking up ROM. I mean, I'm a huge fan, you guys know that. It's awesome. It's in the vein of the original Alien movie. It's sci-fi with horror, with creepiness, and it's ROM. I can't... it's awesome.
We're as happy as you are. Thank you. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.